I'm here in Tala this morning and I'm talking to Eddie Brennan. Your dad, what was your dad's name?
He was Eddie as well.
And was he was a British soldier?
He was in the Irish Guards. I don't know exactly when he joined, but I do know he joined in Dublin. His two brothers were also in the British Army. One, Eugene, was in the Royal Irish Rifles, and Francis was in the Royal Dublin Fusiliers.
And so your father, where was he in 1916 then?
In France. From the best of my knowledge from him, and he didn't talk about it a lot. It was difficult to get any information out of him. But he did tell me that the one unique thing that he remembered about the war was bringing the first tanks on flatbeds trained up to the front from England. Because my father had started in Inchicore Works as a labourer and then moved on to being a footplate fireman. In the days of steam, that was a very important man. The driver was the important man, but if you didn't have a good footplate man to shovel all the coal in and keep the train rolling, as they say, it wouldn't have moved along as well as it did. And he got that job when he was in the army, because I noticed on his army papers he was later transferred to the Royal Engineers. And the Royal Engineers during the First World War ran the railways. So the one great recollection he had was he was on the train that brought the first tanks from the Channel ports up to the front.